Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, 57 degrees. With coronavirus talks stalled, lawmakers focus this week on a deadline to stop a government shutdown.
The House will take up a short-term spending bill this week, extending government funding through December 11th. Without additional spending legislation, a government shutdown would be triggered October 1st, an outcome Republicans and Democrats have said for weeks they're committed to preventing. The measure is not expected to include any COVID-related relief as negotiations remain deadlocked on that issue. The stopgap bill, known as a continuing resolution, would mean Congress would have to address another spending plan during a lame duck session between the November elections and a new Congress taking office in January. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita police say a 24-year-old man performing in a reenactment at Wichita's Old Cowtown Museum was struck by gunfire.
It happened around 9 p.m. Friday. Around 15 people were performing in that reenactment when the man was shot in the upper chest. He was transported to a local hospital where he remains with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say blank rounds are supposed to be used in the reenactments, and they are working to determine why that wasn't the case here. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Health Department has suspended its reporting on individual businesses and locations where clusters of coronavirus cases have occurred after only a week, saying it wants to make sure the data does not include cases that are not current.
Dr. Lee Norman acknowledged that the data the agency began releasing September 9th about coronavirus clusters could leave the impression that some outbreaks currently are more severe than they are, Kansas City Star reported. The department said it expects to resume releasing the data in the next few days. The agency had resisted releasing the information for months, but then said it would disclose institutions that had more than five cases in the previous 28 days and businesses linked to at least 20 cases. Clusters would be removed once there were no new cases for 28 days. The department replaced the site-by-site listings on its website with a statement beginning, "We received lots of feedback, both positive and negative, after releasing the locations of active outbreaks last week."
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghouse reporting. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being remembered by many across the nation, including the former president who nominated her to the high court.
Former President Bill Clinton said he talked to dozens of candidates for the Supreme Court and narrowed it down to just three. But he said on CBS Face the Nation, it was his wife Hillary that suggested another look at Ginsburg and her work.
Cases on gender equality she'd prevailed in the Supreme Court as a lawyer. Before she ever even went on the Court of Appeals, she'd done enough to shape American law for a generation.
Clinton says he knew after a few minutes of talking to her at the White House in 1993 that he would nominate her. Ginsburg died last Friday. After 27 years on the Supreme Court, she was 87. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice quiet start to the day in Wichita, temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80 with a mostly sunny sky. Winds will stay out of the south. Clear and 56 overnight, and some clouds begin drifting our way from the south tomorrow. Our high 76. Could even see a few showers in southern Kansas by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And right now, a partly cloudy sky. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour and 57 degrees. 7:35 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted, and it's Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be back on.
Yeah, is that smoke out there causing you any problems? A lot of people with respiratory problems, asthma and so forth, getting a little coughing going on because of that smoke we've seen.
You know, it might be that, or just that I'm out of shape. I went jogging the other day. Turns out the mayor has a mayor's 5K coming up. So my wife signed me up for it. And, you know, I've been out there, but it hasn't bothered me too much except for when I was jogging, and that could have just been that I'm out of shape. So I'm not sure.
Well, you could be that combination, you know.
That's right.
The how are we looking, do you think, on this on the pandemic and people wearing masks? So how are we doing with our battle against this virus? What do you think?
You know, we're better off than a lot of other comparable cities as far as getting these numbers down. I say this kind of knocking on wood because I get the updates today on where we're at. But Friday, we got under 5% for the first time since, I think, June. And if we can, under 5% is a metric that actually could let up on some restrictions. So if we can hold it there, right, if we hold it there for a couple of weeks, really, though, we're seeing a bit of a bump nationally at least, when it comes to the 2 weeks after Labor Day, where folks got together, probably thought, you know, asymptomatic, probably thought everything was okay, but because there were gatherings almost like clockwork, we see 2 weeks later, we see those numbers go back up. But again, in Wichita, we're doing better than, I think, a lot of other comparable cities. It's definitely better than comparable counties here in Kansas. So, you know, we just got to keep moving forward and not let our guard down. Just make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect ourselves, our neighbor, and really our economy at this point.
Something that was troubling last week, I know, is the shootings. I mean, we had like three people killed in 4 days within an 8 or 9 block area, it looked like. And of course, my first thought says there's a gang war going on up there or something, but I don't know that for sure. But I know it's very concerning to you and Chief Ramsey as well.
Yeah, I got an update from the chief last week, and some of the details just stick with you. You know, as mayor, I'm not a law enforcement officer, so these details are kind of new to me. So I think they hit you a little differently than people who are trained to deal with this stuff. But these are young people. You know, these are people in their 20s and under. Some of these shootings happened in front of family, where the chief said something I thought was really interesting. He said, you know, by the time people are shooting each other, we failed them. And I thought that was an interesting take because he's right. And it got me thinking about, we have a ton of opportunity here in Wichita for retraining, to go to college tuition free, to actually get a stipend, get money while you're in college. A lot of opportunities that other cities don't have. And I'm not sure if we're doing a great job or as good a job as we could talking about those opportunities for people who might feel like they don't have a lot. Much of a prosperous future. So we chatted about that, but the details were horrific. We have last year, our Wichita police had over 90% solve rate for homicides, which is nearly unheard of. I think Chicago is like a 20%. So we're actually really good at finding people who kill other people and putting them behind bars. But in addition to that, we got to get out, particularly the young people, the fact that we have a lot of really great programs, a lot of really great opportunity out there. And not just for young people, really anyone who's looking for go back to school or looking for a job. Workforce Alliance is probably the first stop, if not WC Tech. Just a lot of really good opportunities out there for folks who might not know about all the I guess, all the different programs we have.
You know, I always look at the economy, what's going on with it. Is there something, going on with the people who lost their job? Again, young people, they need to hope. They need, and this pandemic has just been awful on people. And I'm not saying these people were shot because of the pandemic. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's a mood sometimes that says, oh, there's no hope left. And what you're talking about is trying to give those young people some hope, right?
Right. And the reality is we're not on the sidelines. I mean, this is a pretty tough situation, I guess, to say the least when it comes to coronavirus. But there are opportunities during this time. We have jobs out there that, you know, are looking to hire good people. We have our universities, our colleges have been able to kind of refocus funds for retraining. So folks who are out laid off right now, they have a path to actually, you know, get a credential for when we're hiring again. So it's really about using this time, I think, purposefully. But yeah, when it comes to, I think, some of the crime with the young folks, there's a lot of times crime correlates with perspective of opportunity. And yeah, just like Chief Ramsey said, by the time people are resorting to violence, we probably failed them as a society. We probably could have done a lot better. And we really got to change the culture, or I guess the idea that we should be solving disputes with a gun. I mean, that's another thing is we have a it's very easy to access a gun here in Wichita, and we got to make sure that we do a better job educating folks when it comes to, by the time a gun is drawn, emotions are high, you know, things are, you should never draw a gun unless you're ready to use it. So, you know, I think it's a variety of things, but getting out the word on opportunity, I think, is going to be a big factor. So that's, I guess it's my job, right? And as mayor, I got the bully pulpit, and I can talk about the great stuff we're doing here and how it affects other people.
That's certainly part of your job. And
right.
I can't get you to come over and mow my lawn, so I guess that's the best part of your job there.
That's right.
You know, and here it is, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but here it is. You're into your first term as mayor, and it's like, you know, you're in the Wizard of Oz, and the big house fell on you there with all these things that have happened, right?
Well, yeah. It's been a heck of a ride.
I'm not going to let you whine today. You've done enough of that. But I understand. I have a sympathy for you. Man, it's been a tough, tough year. No doubt about it. And
we're going to get through it, though.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, Wichita, we're doing better than a lot of other places. We're going to get through this. I signed up for this. I wake up every day thinking about what more can I do to help Wichita. What can I do? What's my role? And, you know, to get us through this really probably the worst time we've had in if you had the pandemic, at least 100 years.
Yeah, yeah. Long time.
and one of the powers of being mayor is I can call people that actually call me back. So, you know, my job also is to bring people to the table and figure out how we get through this. It's not going to be easy, but, you know, Wichita, we're not looking for the easy way out. We're looking for the right way forward.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right. Thanks for being with us Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, with Steve and Ted. Everybody here on KNSS 743, Steve and Ted. Coming up, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, a new contract for Textron workers. And Bill, of course, has all the information coming up with Steve and Ted here in just a few minutes. You know, our friends at Market Advisory Group are sponsors of today's retirement tip.
Good morning, everyone. It's time to rise and retire.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.